So my drink is, it throws you off because the color of it is like...
Blue.
Like ink.
Is it blue?
No, it's blue. It's like almost black.
Black hole. So you think they just put food coloring in the whiskey?
Whiskey? I think so.
If you touch it, does it make your finger black? He just stuck his finger in his
No, watch this.
Oh, well.
It's not as like whiskey, like...
It's a lot more bitters. Because of the color?
It's a lot more bitters in it.
It's throwing me off because it looks like dark Windex.
Yeah, it looks like squid ink.
And it's throwing me off. But if I close my eyes, you're the sexy cue. If I close my eyes, it just smells and tastes like a regular old fashioned. Just the color's weird.
Sip spotlight.
Hey, do you think you could do me a favor? Look down at the screen that you are listening to this podcast from, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Amazon Music, but there's always going to be an option where you can click from the episode and share it with someone via text message. I'd be so grateful if you'd share this with someone you think might enjoy it just as much as you are. Whether it's this episode or go back to one of your favorites, the more listeners we have, the more we can continue creating and growing and having lots of fun with you. So thank you so much for sharing. So this week is the first episode in a series, which I'm calling Sipping Around the World at Epcot. So in March of this year, Michael and I were in Orlando, where I used to live for many, many years, and we were actually doing a Solovato wine event, promoting our wine and our newest vintage of Sangiovese. But of course, we had to build a whole vacation trip around that and spend some time at one of my most favorite places on the planet, Walt Disney World. And I know many of you share that sentiment and are very familiar with Epcot and the World Showcase with the 11 countries around the Showcase Lagoon there. And if you've never been to Walt Disney World and Epcot, this is going to be really helpful to set the stage for your trip and give you some tips on how to approach the age-old activity that everybody loves to do, which is, quote, drinking around the world at Epcot. Because every country has a pavilion with different food and beverage, typical of that country, and people love to just go around the world and have at it. back in my 20s, I may have done a full loop of all 11 countries in one day. Now that we're no longer in our 20s or 30s or barely 40s, we split it up into a couple parts. So this is part one where you'll hear Michael and I sipping, not drinking, sipping. We got to pace ourselves. In the first four countries, we start in the UK Pavilion, one of my favorites at the Rose and Crown Pub. You'll hear us move on to Mexico, where Michael orders a full tequila flight. That's a whole tasting. We get a very surprising beverage that I don't think I had ever had before in the China Pavilion. And then we take a little detour from land and go up to space. This was a new stop for me, Space 220, which is the new lounge and restaurant attached to the Mission Space attraction. And that was really cool. And I was actually very surprised with the food options and qualities up there. And Michael even spun the wheel and let the wheel tell him what drink to order. Enjoy it. You'll notice that we may get a little sillier as we go from country two to three to four, and then we literally stopped and took the Skyliner gondola back to our resort where we were staying, which is the Riviera Resort, one of our Disney vacation clubs that we like to stay at, and we had to take a nap. So future episodes will pick up where we left off in the rest of the countries, but here we go with Sipping Around the World at Epcot, featuring Michael, my partner in crime. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. First stop.
So we just walked into England.
This is like the quietest I've seen it in here in a while. Ooh, hi.
Okay, so we're Rose and Crown.
What are you going to do?
Well, I feel like I always come here, I have to do like a half and half or something like that.
Snake bite.
So the half and half is a Harp Lager and half Guinness Stout.
It's early. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. This is our first drink, I swear, of the day.
It is for me. I want to do this amber. Bombardier Amber.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I'll do the Snake Bite. That's the one that, yeah. And the Snake Bite's a cider with Strongbow, right?
This is a, like, the way to kick off Epcot. Ooh, she's amber. Thank you.
Thank you. No, that's it for me. I'll do it with the
band.
I got my band.
Got your Mickey band on.
Have the best day, okay?
Oh my gosh, thank you. So my amber is very amber in color in this plastic pint cup. A little small froth on the top. Hints of malt and beer. My beer vocabulary is not as robust as my wine vocabulary. Ooh. But it's yummy.
So my Snake Bite, which I chickened out of getting, going straight for the lager and the Guinness Stout right away for the half and half. I'm gonna do this. I did the cider and half heart lager. So it's a little sweet.
So you're gonna drink this Snake Bite and then you're gonna go on Guardians of the Galaxy for the first time.
Twice.
I am not joining you because that is a one and done for me. I did it once a year and a half ago. It was awesome.
So tell me about your experience.
I almost lost my lunch. And it was great, but the older I get, the less tolerant of motion.
I hope I don't get like that.
I hope you don't either.
Which is hilarious because I get carsick.
You get more carsick than me.
Yeah. That's why I always have to drive. No one puts baby in the back seat.
And then we have a fast pass for Soarin'.
Yes.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
It's a good day. Cheers.
Yeah.
UK.
Here's to the UK.
Welcome back to Epcot.
Whoa.
We've got our personal belongings and exit the Star Jumper. The Nova Corps thing.
Wow. Shaken and stirred.
All right, we are in La Cava de Tequila in Mexico. So this opened, I feel like, in the last decade inside the pavilion in Mexico, and for the longest time it was like a little secret. Like people didn't know, like, oh, there's a secret tequila bar in Mexico, in Epcot. And it's so cute in here.
Yeah.
I love it in here. The blenders are going nonstop.
Very classic Mexico City vibe, more very rancho style.
Hey, my friends, how you doing?
Hello.
Good.
How are you?
I'm going to be your server.
Thank you.
Please take your time, check the menus, and I'll be back after this, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. I want a margarita. Do I want a blood orange or something with mezcal? Do you like mezcal?
I'm probably going to do a beer and a tequila sampler or flight.
They have quite the list of tequilas here. Sorry, guys, you're not going to hear me schooling you or teaching you about tequila because I am not an expert. Blanco, Reposado, Añejo, Mezcal.
So the flights are Agave, La Cava, Premium, and Supreme.
I'm going to let you drive this tequila flight selection, sir.
Blanco, Reposado, Añejo.
We've been playing on rides and you've been stealing selfies with creatures. I mean, characters.
Yep. Got to see my first creature of the day, which was Pluto.
Pluto. All right, are we getting a little trio of chips, queso?
Yes.
And guac.
Amigos, guys, ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Si.
We're going to do the chip trio. I would like a margarita, mezcal margarita.
What do you want to do? It's a regular mezcal margarita.
Just regular mezcal margarita.
What do you want on the rig?
Yes.
There
you go. Yes.
There you go.
I'm going to do the premium flight. And then what do you have on tap?
It's going to be Hercules. It's going to be a lager.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So the premium flight, Hercules, premium combo, and the mezcal margarita.
Sí.
Gotcha.
Gracias.
De nada. So,
what did you order? I wasn't listening because I was so busy.
A margarita with mezcal.
I was so busy concentrating on what I wanted, so I didn't hear you.
He's gonna make a mezcal margarita. I want it too sweet.
You don't want your margarita to take it to flavor town? Mine would definitely be just salt on the rim. No chili powder, no tahini.
This is a great little spot. It's so nice to sit down in the park.
In the order, in the menu, a blanco is Santanera, the reposado is Arete Suave, Artenón 1146, Casanoble Joven, and you back to the Mezcal, Punta Luz 1111, okay?
Thank you. What is this right here?
Tahini.
Those are the salt for the Mezcal. These are black and salt for the Mezcal.
Black and salt, okay, thank you.
We just got a paddle flight with 5 shot glasses of different tequilas and then this black salt.
That's like the dessert, the mezcal, unless you want to, I feel that's going to change the rest of the stuff. So I would actually start with the blanco.
Because mezcal is rich and smoky.
Yeah, I'm going to start with traditionally with the lime and the blanco. There is an orange.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is sipping from the shot glass, not shooting from the shot glass.
Right.
Oh, and here's my mezcal margarita. I really only drink margaritas when I'm here in Epcot. Cheers.
Cheers.
Best day ever. That is chili powder. Oh, that's good with the chili powder. Good call, good call. Thank you. Wow.
Just got some tostadas right in my face with some guacamole, some salsa, and queso blanco. Now my first chip of...
Chip sounds.
Now the queso is okay. It's not as good as mine, but...
You're toasting me? No, you're handing me your beer. It's a very light lager, Mexican lager.
Yes.
Refreshing on a hot day like this.
I'm going in for shot number 2, which is Rete Suave. Suave. Okay. Pesado. Pesado.
I'm going to try the blanco. I'm just going to follow you in the sipping order.
So the second one is sweeter.
Y'all, I am not a big...
Very smooth. I didn't even need
liquor,
to
drinker.
Suck on a lime or anything. Wow. Number 2 so far is my favorite.
Did you use your fruit, earth, and wood to describe what was in your tequila shot glass?
Not earthy, and a little bit medium wood.
These are aged in barrels, right?
I don't think the blanco. I feel like the reposado or the añejo, or the añejo goes into more months in the barrel. Muy bien, todo, gracias. Is at least you're required to age for at least 2 months in a barrel, whereas añejo is at least a year.
And what did I just taste?
Reposado.
I like that.
It was sweet. Wasn't it sweet?
A little more caramely, right. Less intense alcohol-y.
Because Blanco spends no time. I'm wondering, maybe steel? I really feel the barrel makes it smoother in the fact that Blancos, to me, sometimes can be a little bit more alcoholic tasting, whereas Reposado starts getting a bit more subtle, sweeter. Yeah. Sweeter and a caramel. So now I'm going to go on to number 3, 1146 Añejo.
What's the translation of the word Añejo? You know?
Like darker color. Añejo is just a different color.
Like you?
Yes. I'm Añejo, so here it goes. First Añejo going down.
Ooh. Oh, y'all should see. You should see his face. There was a reaction from that.
That was like drinking gasoline.
Your eyes got a little teary.
Ooh, that one's good? It's good. You can definitely feel like it's more alcoholic. That's like 180 proof.
Yeah, the fumes from this tiny little tall shot glass are, I'm just smelling it, but it's blurring my eyes a little bit.
Now get a little bit of that.
Orange slice?
Orange slice,
the
sunset, yeah. Something when it's like that, it just gives you a great mouthfeel.
And then what are you supposed to do with that black?
That's where the mezcal.
Salt.
At the end.
On the orange, or just lick it on your hand?
You like could actually put it on the lime or the orange.
College bar tequila shot with the salt shaker.
There's no rules.
All right, so far I like the reposado. That was the most gentle and had a pleasing flavor to me.
Can I taste your margarita, finally?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
Make sure you get a mouthful of the chili powder on the rim.
Yeah, I don't do the chili powder.
What? Come on.
Now, this is a very interesting. So, yeah, it has a cucumber in it. It's very tasty with the cucumber. It gives it that nice little fresh essence. The tahini on the outside, it's not tahini, it's not sweet, it's just chili powder.
It's like chili powder. It's almost, it's red in color. Like
it's
chili.
It's Mexican Old Bay.
It is Mexican Old Bay.
And with mezcal, right? It's mezcal in this one because I could taste the earth. Uh-huh. So this is very earthy, smoky. Okay, so the next one is going to be.
Ooh, just when I bring this glass to my nose, it smells like the char on the inside of a barrel.
So the next one is. Casa Noble.
Can you translate that, please?
House Noble, maybe. Joven is like a young guy, young dude.
Oh, house of a noble young dude?
Yeah.
I already like this one.
Woohoo!
Talk to me. What you got?
Fruit, none. Earth, none.
Oh. Alcohol, all of it.
Can we add an F? Oh, no, instead of
that's F. That's like the new acronym for tequila.
Fire. Fire is high. Fire is high.
I'm going to taste the house of the young noble dude right now. Ooh.
Did I?
That one has, it's like a...
Christmas? Like a piney, right?
Yes. Seriously?
I didn't want to say anything until...
It was like a pine finish.
Right.
I can't believe my God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is this kind of tequila known for that? Is when you go to the house of the young noble dude, are you going there at Christmas time? Which is why we're perceiving pine?
I don't know.
Y'all, you are not learning anything about tequila from us. I'm sorry.
Casa Noble Holden. Tequila.
House of the Christmas Boy. What's really cool is I look around in here because it's very small. The tables are very close.
It's almost like a family-style city.
People are making friends
right.
with their next-door table. That's fun. I guess like wine brings people together. Tequila brings people together.
So this is mezcal. Contraluz, 11. Even for just smelling this, it smells sweet. So, not fruity, but sweet. Like
not smoky?
It does have smoke in it, but it smells sweet.
Oh, it does. It smells like
almost like syrup.
Or like a Shirley Temple. Oh my gosh. Ooh, that one is riding the esophagus all the way down.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, it is very sweet and very whiskey-like. Now that I
It is whiskey-like.
Yeah. So, you didn't taste it the last time with this? Try it with this. So take a little bit more and then...
Sip it first?
Yes.
Can you describe my face for a moment right now?
Like you just like bit a lemon or a lime, and just puckering
like
up.
Like my right eye will not open. My right eye is sealed shut.
Ooh. So look, it says the results of inviting mezcal. It's refined smoky notes brought on by cooked agave balanced with cherry woods. Yeah, floral notes.
It definitely is the most wispy-like.
I like them all a little bit. By far, the Blanco to me was the least favorite. And...
You had to chase it with your Hercules beer?
Well, when I actually ordered the beer, we still had a lot more tequila, so now I'm kind of have to catch up with the beer part.
You gonna be okay? Can you handle it?
That's a really hard problem to have, a bad problem to have.
It's all right, we're not driving. We're flying on the Skyliner back to our hotel.
Correct. So now I'm just like fire drilling all the shots of tequila because shot glasses of tequila because...
You just called me mama. I didn't hate it though. I felt right in the moment.
Hashtag felt right.
Cheers. Cheers. And on that note.
Okay, mama.
You have food on your shirt.
No. Now I got to clean salsa off my...
You have salsa on your shirt from Mexico, and you're trying to clean it off your shirt with Chinese beer. So here we are in China.
Oh.
And this is a jasmine...
Lager.
Draft
which is very
beer.
Interesting. It's actually very refreshing, but it's almost like if you were drinking
Ooh.
Tea...
Ooh. It's an herbal beer.
So very earthy.
Oh.
Capital E.
That's nice.
Also.
Floral.
Also floral, capital F. See, you have stuff on your face too, so I want you to.
Your wheels are falling off on stop three. This would have been stop four, but we had to bypass Norway because.
They ran out of beer.
Norway was out of beer.
And I didn't want a frozen Slurpee for $45 in a souvenir cup.
Pre-packaged white wine in a plastic cup, Moscato.
Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc.
I mean, if they were like pouring it out of a bottle, sure, but it's like in a pre-packaged plastic. We bypassed Norway and jumped to China, and this beer is delicious.
Yes, it's very good.
Cheers.
It's very delicious. Thank you very much. China was great.
Peace out, China.
People TV even better.
People TV.
And now we're drinking outside the world.
So we are, what did they say, 220 miles above. Oh, look behind you. There's like an astronaut. Look behind you. This is a first for me, the Space 220 Lounge. I've never been up here before. And you just spun the drink wheel.
Drink wheel.
And you let the wheel decide that you're getting a black hole fashioned.
How are we doing today?
Good, thank you.
So I spun the wheel and I got a black hole for that fashion.
Black hole sun.
So it's Knob Creek, Demara, whiskey barrel aged bitters.
Wash away the rain. So they have snacks up here. We're gonna do the lounge menu. Deviled eggs, shrimp tacos, wings with honey and dill, short rib sliders.
I think with the whiskey I should do like sliders. Yeah, I'll do the short rib sliders.
Okay.
That's white cheddar, red pepper, citrus aioli, lettuce, tomato, and butter pickles.
Yum.
Okay.
And I'll do the Sierra Nevada Hazy and the deviled eggs. Astronauts floating by the windows.
Are they
of
dancing?
Our space station. It's pretty cool. So you just went on Mission Space, the ride, for the first time. I also let you experience that one solo for the same reason that I did not go on Guardians of the Galaxy. And how was it?
I was so scared, not because of the ride, scared because
you didn't want to feel sick.
I was in an enclosed space after a guacamole and queso fueled tequila tasting with beer. So it was crazy because they said vomit bags are located on the instrument panel. And I was like, okay, maybe I should locate those first just in case.
Did you locate it?
Because it's like a little closet with three other people.
Yeah. You were in a closet with three people.
And I found the bag and I was like, okay, it's almost like the airplane barf bags. And I was like, okay, at least I know where it is just in case. I was like, either that or I'm going to have to use my shirt, you know? So it was fine. It was the medium. I'm not going to lie. I didn't go on the full thing one time. And then I'm done going to the lounge. So yeah, it was fine. I didn't get nauseous at all.
Good. I'm jealous. We were able to sneak in this reservation last minute today, which is cool because of what happened last night.
Yeah, so I love to watch rocket launches, and the last one, of course, SpaceX does it so often. So last night, there was a 10:45 launch window for SpaceX to launch from Cape Canaveral.
Which is about?
45 minutes. So we were like, the launch is in 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in the parking lot and we waited. We watched it on the phone launch. And then
we were watching the live stream on our phone.
Yeah.
And then we sure knew enough, which way in the sky to look.
It came up above the tree line and it was amazing because it's the first live rocket launch I've ever seen.
And this was a manned rocket with.
Right. They were sending, I think,
seven or eight astronauts
to the space
station. Are they here? Did I see them here at this Space 220
upstairs?
Space station where we are? I have not seen them yet. They're probably still debriefing. But no, that was so cool. That was so cool to watch that last night. I wasn't sure if the clouds were going to let us see it, but we had a.
So that was another drive for me to get on Mission Space today.
Just going with the theme.
But a lot less because you're on the green. On the green ride.
I still won't even. No.
So my drink is It throws you off because the color of it is like...
blue.
Like ink.
Is it blue?
No, it's blue. It's like almost black.
Black hole. So you think they just put food coloring in the whiskey?
Whiskey? I think so.
If you touch it, does it make your finger black? He just stuck his finger in.
No, want to taste it?
I will.
It's not as like whiskey, like
it's a lot more bitters. Of the color,
it's a lot more bitters in
it. It's throwing me off because it looks like dark Windex.
Yeah, it looks like squid ink.
You're the sexy cue. If I close my eyes, it just smells and tastes like a regular old fashioned. Just the color is weird.
Sip spotlight.
That's your favorite part, isn't it?
Sip spotlight.
Should have been singing it in every country so far.
Yeah. In the language.
Oh. All right, we got to do some homework for tomorrow. It's your favorite part, isn't it?
Yes. Cracks me up every time I hear it.
I know it does.
But then you get the little, like, at the end.
Ding. This is cool. It's cool up here.
Yeah. I think the good thing about it is there's a lot of little places where they're nice and cool.
Yeah, thank you. Ooh, that's fun.
Were you done with it?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you. That's fun. Ooh, french fries. Have a french fry.
So what I'm looking at now is some deviled eggs with some big bacon.
Big maple bacon.
And some oil. Bacon is nice and like very thick. Very savory, sweet, perfect.
That's a yummy bite. Pair with my beer. Cheers.
Cheers. It's a little brioche, little small tiny bun, but it's...
When you say tiny bun, I didn't really know what to expect from the food up here.
In space?
Up here 220 miles above Epcot. That was good. We'll see you back on Earth. Oh my, can you tell the wheels were coming off just a little bit? I think what I notice when I listen back to these things is when I'm starting to feel a little happy, I sing. And so hopefully that wasn't too painful for you. We really had fun doing that, and I can't wait for you to tune in next week as we pick up where we left off sipping around the world. If you are enjoying these episodes, it would mean so much for you to give us a rating. If you click on the show, Sip with Nikki, so not a particular episode, but in your podcast menus where you can see all your different shows, at the very bottom, if you scroll down of the Sip with Nikki show, there should be a spot for you to leave a rating. Thank you for doing that. That helps us out. And if you want to go above and beyond, which I know you do, Rockstar, you can take a moment and leave us a one or two sentence review. Just let us know what you're enjoying. It's nice to hear some feedback. Keeps us going, keeps me thinking and creating. And I love doing this and sharing with all of you. So as always, thanks so much for tuning in and sip well.